You are now tuned in to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Host is with me, Alicia.
Hello.
So, we going around. The big blockbusters aren't actually out as of now. They're going to start within the next couple of weeks. So, you know, the Spider-Man and the Christopher Nolan, Dunkirk, and a couple of other ones that kind of just coming out. So, we really wanted to say which is the ones that we kind of had on a back burner that people really was talking a little mess about, and do we go see it? Do we not go see it? Well, one of them was King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword. So it looked kind of exciting as we saw the previews. You saw the previews, right, Boom?
Yeah, a little bit of them.
So, and when you had that first look, you know, what was your impression?
I mean, it was just like the previews wasn't like
it didn't like jump out.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
So, you know, and I'm not a big fan of those. I love the movie Excalibur. There was a movie long time ago called Excalibur. And then on the opposite end, and I can never get enough of, is the Monty Python Holy Grail. So
yeah,
it had King Arthur and things in that matter. So you kind of learn some things from that. But we really wanted to kind of check this out because we're big Guy Ritchie fans. So Guy Ritchie, we first saw his, I guess it was his inaugural film, I think Three Barrels, Shotgun, Rifle. I'll look it up, but sorry, I'm butchering it. But I liked it. It was good and it was clever. But when his second movie, Snatch, came out,
we love
get enough of it.
We keep watching that every time it comes out.
Not
on
only
TV,
did we buy it, we'll sit at TV and
watch it.
There's so many people on there.
Brad Pitt was off the chain.
It was amazing.
See, I remember
because you can't forget that. That was like one of our seriously
favorite
mm-hmm. movies.
Oh, that's what we gotta do.
What's that?
As I say, that's what we need to do. We need a podcast on our top 10 favorite movies.
Hey, you want to go with 10? Top 5.
Maybe, because you know there's so many different
ones. So many, so you gotta
so
break
we
it
know
down.
You know us, so that's so, something we should do.
So maybe we'll do top 10 for both of us, because then we're gonna have to drop some off that maybe I would like and you don't like.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good hour talk.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Okay,
anyway,
I can
do that. Sidetracked again.
Sorry.
Anyway, so we definitely wanted to see this movie, but the critics like really beat this up badly.
Yeah, you know, the critics didn't like it, but actually the people viewing us users liked it a lot, which is 74%.
So, you know, so Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes, one of our favorites.
Yeah, so, and you know what? They pretty much, I'll say they're pretty accurate.
Yes, they are.
And usually I know which actually reviewers really talk about it. So I'm kind of like, oh, okay, I'm good. But the critics was like, it's not worth it. But there was it wasn't a lot of money. People paid to go see it, but the people who did see it kind of liked it, you know. So again, we wanted to see it. Critics was like 28, you know. That's not even an apple. It's like a crushed apple or whatever that is. It's like a green splash. That's why I think anything under 50 is like a green splash. So, but King Arthur. So those who don't know, I'm not even going to go through all of it because I don't want to be inaccurate because I don't study that stuff.
Yeah, but let's focus just on the movie.
Yeah.
let's not go into the history of it.
So really why. No. So what we have is Arthur's father is killed and
by his brother.
By his brother, and
who looked like the devil.
Well, he became like a devil.
And after he killed his wife.
Yeah. And he had to kill his wife.
I'm like, this is like, yeah, no. Okay.
It's kind of crazy.
It's crazy. I can see why the critics kind of like it because
is this ridiculous or what? So there's like some huge elephants come to attack the castle. Yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah.
So
they were controlled by some witch.
Witch. So yeah. The mad guy back in the magicians, you know, like Merlin and everything, the mad guy really was taking over a lot of things. And the Magi, as we found out, was connected to
his brother.
His brother.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's kind of interesting.
So, yeah. So he wanted to have the crown. And it didn't work because, you know, his father jumped onto the elephant and killed the people on the elephant. So it was so bad. And I think people missed this, but I'll just say it. So the king just said, the hell with the horse. And he jumped with the horse, and the horse freaking died. He just jumped off the edge. Right, and the horse was like, and he's on the elephant. I was like, yo, so I'm sorry, fuck the horse. Okay. And he was like, I was like, that was really cruel. He didn't even stop and like jump, you know, on TV and movies. The action star just jumps off. But he was like, yo, I don't need this horse.
Oh my
he
just goodness.
Jumped on it. Oh so anyway, he killed him, and his brother was like, nah, I can't do this. I want to be king. But they figured out that they was going to try to kill him, so he tried to send his son and wife away on a boat.
So they wouldn't get killed.
Yeah. But she gets killed.
But the son doesn't.
So he floats away on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And gets into one of the towns or the cities in England.
A brothel.
Yeah. But a bunch of whores was washing their clothes.
Do you see how I remember this stuff very good?
It's fresh in your mind. So a couple of whores was just washing their clothes, and then they saw a child.
And they picked him up and they brought
him up and said, work in the brothel
with
us.
And they did. Treated him so nicely.
Yeah, it was such a nice whorehouse.
And you know, they treated him so respectfully. Where he be?
Wow.
I'm like, if all the movies.
But he was getting his ass beat too, though. But, you know, that's just what it was. But yeah, so he grew up in the brothels, in the streets, while his brother was talking to some witches in the basement. He has like a basement with a small lake, and he go down there, and it's some weird looking, I don't even know what they were, but
I don't know.
Some
they
witches.
Were,
it was
yeah,
like
the witches
some
wrapped up
octopus,
in some octopus
witches. Mm-hmm. It was like three of them. It was like two slim ones, and then was a big fat woman up in there.
So
she didn't move
talking,
around. She just laid there.
As you keep talking, the number, the actual thing about this movie is that I can see why the critics gave
yeah,
it such
it was a bunch
low
of crazy shit.
We're talking about it now. Like, okay, but we got 74 and Rotten Apple for regular viewers, and then we got like what 33?
No, 28, right?
Yeah, so it's starting to get a little lower for
but
me.
You understand? But honestly, you know, even I'll just say it now. I liked it though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, it was good though.
The Guy Ritchie, the way he does his movies, how his dialogue is snappy and how he shows images of what they're talking about before it happens.
Yeah, it's actually good.
And I love how he does that.
With the GoPro.
Oh, well, see. I
was like, hey, is that a GoPro?
They was running around and they were like, whoa.
It looked like GoPros was like on their necks or something.
So one bad part was that the graphics was kind of, at times you can see the special effects was like way out of hand.
That's why it was so dark.
Yeah. So he tried to keep it dark to mask little of it.
Yeah.
But you can see like, come on now, really?
Yeah. And then it started to look like Lord of the Rings. With
yeah.
The tower.
I know the Dark Tower. The fourth episode of the Lord of the Rings.
Wait a minute. That's like the damn Lord of the Rings. What the hell?
Yeah, so he kind of looked at it. And the fire and the Mordor. You know, they was going to Mordor.
I don't know. It's like it was in this round tower and he's like
walking
around.
Yeah, but with the fire
around.
In the middle, right?
Yeah, the fire in the middle. Like, and you wait for them. He's getting up and like, oh my goodness.
He's going into the Black Tower.
And then, you know, the tower fell and you was like, okay, so where is King?
Where's Frodo?
Yeah, you know, where they at? He fell into the damn fire or what?
All of a sudden he's walking away all slow, but as the building was falling, what, he just ran down the stairs or took the elevator?
I mean, all of a sudden that happened, and then next thing you know, they cut and he's standing next to everybody.
He's standing next to him at a funeral.
He's like, what the fuck?
Well, yo, how the hell did he get there? So there was plenty ridiculous things. But again, if you notice and if you heard our podcast, there's podcasts that we just enjoy because we know what it is. We know this is not a storyline to say, wow, the acting was amazing. You know, I followed the storyline and it was deep. It was metaphoric. Nah, this was all about entertainment. This was using an old story and revisiting it in a different way for entertainment with a Guy Ritchie twist.
Yeah, it was. You know, after you look at it now, it's like,
okay. It was kind of a lot of ridiculous shit.
Yeah, he's like, how the hell? Yeah. I mean, you kind of like, well, what the hell? How he get there? And what? Where'd that come from? It's like, God damn it.
Yeah, and the witch lady with all the birds. And a big-ass hawk. You saw that?
Yeah.
Big hawk come out of nowhere. And I was like, yo, what the hell? And he's just looking at it. I was like, stab that damn thing. Then the dogs go wild and, you know.
Yeah, the dogs do go wild and like, okay.
And the horses. But again, the big premise, and that's why, and it's not much to talk about, because the premise was the king, the brother king, had to find Arthur because he had to kill him in order for him to truly be the king.
Yeah, yeah.
And king the Arthur, sword was in the water, in the lake in front of the castle, and all of a sudden the water just went away and there was a rock with the sword in it.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Remember, the father was the rock.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? I was like, no. So he wasn't the rock.
He threw up the sword.
I know, but no. He wasn't, because remember, when he was floating down, the lady in the lake took the sword. But as you see him floating down, you thinking, what the hell? So he became a rock?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
That was...
No.
That was
so
like...
So if you remember, when you just said that, my first mind was, what the hell was that? But then you see the lady of the lake, she actually has...
Yeah, but
the
he kind of like, he threw it up and then it went through him.
Yeah, that was...
Did he fall
through... Really, yeah, it fell straight through
He fell through the water then?
Through the bridge.
Okay.
He fell through the bridge.
Okay.
And then, so how... See, ignorance again. So all his brother had to do... when he stabbed himself in the back, was pull it out of his goddamn back.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you not do that?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I thought so too.
I was like, just take it out of his back.
I was thinking the same thing.
And then he just fell through the water. But I'm thinking he was like, I don't need the sword.
Oh,
so the sword is just a souvenir. I don't need it. Let it go. And then he realized, because the witches was just... swarming around, it was like, yeah, they was kind of creepy. It's creepy looking.
They did have a couple of my favorite actors, though.
Yeah, Jamin Hunsu was in there. Yeah. I love Jamin Hunsu. He every time he shows up, he does a really damn good role.
I remember him now.
That's Jamin Hunsu.
No, and the one from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yeah, yeah. He was cool.
That was what's the other one? And then the one who was King Arthur's
brother. Jude Law.
Yeah, those.
So and then Eric Banner was the king.
Yeah, King Arthur.
So Eric Banner, he's a good actor too.
Yes, he is.
He don't show up in a lot of BS. He shows up in some pretty good movies
so
too.
So you got four good looking men.
Yeah, but worthless women though. I don't know any of the women that was on there.
I don't think they really cared about the women.
Yeah, I think it was all about
the guys. Yeah, it was.
So the main guy was pretty cool too though.
Which one?
The one who played King Arthur.
Oh yeah.
I've seen him, but I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he shows up in a couple of things.
Yeah, but no main.
No,
things, but
no.
He just shows up.
Yeah,
but he played good as a lead role. So he did a really good job as a lead. He reminded me of Staten, Jason Staten.
Okay.
So he had that kind of feel about him.
Right.
Kind of clever talking, kind of narrating most things. You know, powerful, but
he reminded me of Hercules.
Hercules.
Not Hercules. What's the superhero? Thor.
Yeah. So my That's first impression was like, Thor. Wow, he could have been Thor.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
He so had that look and everything.
Thor, mm-hmm. And he was big enough, and you know, but he was cool with the beard and everything.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about was Thor. I was like,
so anyway, the movie is really about him actually finding out that he was the son of a king.
Yeah.
He's having nightmares every night about, you know, what happened on the bridge, but he didn't know why.
Yeah.
And when he finally, because the king was finding everybody around a certain age, and they line up and try to take the sword out.
Yeah, everybody. It was funny.
So all of a sudden, he was like, let me just skip through the line and try to take the sword out. To me, what the hell was that all about? You know?
Yeah.
You know, excuse me. They was like, okay, buddy, come on through.
Remember, they was giving him instruction how to pull a sword out.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was funny.
Do it. Stand there.
Put two hands on there,
brace yourself, and get the hell back on the boat. You know, no, get your brand and get back on the damn boat. And then when he pulled it out, and you know,
he passed out. You hear what we say at the same time, passed out.
That was, I got that though. I did get that because the power of the sword, and he was never aware of it. So that was kind of cool. So when you put that in there, you kind of get that impression, oh, the sword is so powerful.
Yeah. And
the story was simple.
I mean, it really was simple. And at the end, I just thought that shit was funny as hell at the end where he passed out again. Oh no, he knocked his ass out.
Oh yeah, his
and he
uncle,
laid it. Yeah, he laid
knocked
it
the shit out of him.
Right, and I'm like, that's where you're supposed to stab his ass in the back.
Yeah, why are you talking about it?
Yeah, why don't you just kill him right then and there?
And see, what I loved was when they brought him into the area, the throne room.
Right,
and he said, "Let's get this over with." And he was like, "Put him down." I was like, "That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring him in and just kill him, and you're done."
Right, right.
But by the time he did that, then the snake was there.
Yeah, no, a snake.
Then it was like a big ass snake come out of nowhere.
No, the first the snake bit him on the goddamn neck.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I don't like snakes.
She said nobody
likes snakes. Nobody likes snakes.
Nobody likes snakes.
I'm
like,
you're right about that.
Yeah. Nobody
likes goddamn snakes.
And then a snake, that big ass snake, come in there and just like,
yeah, she was like, you're gonna see some things, but
it's not gonna affect you.
It's not gonna affect you. You cool to go.
That damn snake came out. I'm like, ooh,
it was eating people. It was just knocking all the damn stuff all over the place.
And King
that king got the fuck out of there. His uncle was I'm out of here.
Yeah, and remember what he did? He went to his daughter's room and told everybody to get out.
This dude is like. This dude, Jude Law, was really such an asshole. He kills his wife, throws her in the water so he can be whatever that
immortal
thing is.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Then he was like, oh, I lost again. Oh, I'm sorry. I love you, daughter.
Stabs her. And threw her in the water.
Threw her in the water. And
he's like, what the hell?
And then the little slimy ladies was like, you know what you gotta do. It's like, yo, this is so freaking creepy, you know.
Oh my goodness.
So,
but it's like, then you know, he was like, okay, you wait for the other king, the evil king, to kill King Arthur.
But that's not the story, so you know he wasn't gonna
and
do
then
it.
You seen King Arthur go back and go back to his memories to figure out what happened. Once he figured it out, seeing the rest of it.
But that was kinda like, dude, what?
Yeah.
So if you really want to kill King Arthur, why are you waiting for him to kind of like go through it? But I think that editing was wrong because when he woke up, it was back to when he first showed up. Because remember when he first showed up, he threw a fireball at him.
Right.
Which knocked him down.
Right.
And then he fought through him and then he hit him and then he fell on his back. Fell on his stomach and just laid there.
Right.
But soon as he woke up from that, it's like it reversed and said, it's just like you just showed up again.
Yeah, he had all his energy.
Yeah, but where did that come from? Where did time travel go back? You know what I mean? So I was like, wait a minute. How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, that's...
So, again, there's flaws already through this. But it was very entertaining.
It was entertaining, I gotta say. It was the special effects, the giant elephants, the giant snakes.
The giant snakes.
The damn crows or eagles or whatever they are.
The Guy Ritchie dialogue.
It was missing a couple of monkeys.
Yeah, I know. Flying monkeys in there. But monkeys aren't in England.
No.
So we can do that.
I was just saying.
Oh, they did have the coyotes, remember?
Oh, yeah, they did have the coyotes.
When he was going up that he went to the Dark Island or some shit.
God damn, it's been
and those bats. Remember that? Oh yeah, that was the bats.
Yeah, that was the bats. I mean, goddamn, we, you know, like I said, it was missing a couple of.
So the thing is, we're saying this to say, if you want to see something that's really kind of entertaining, and don't try to say historically it wasn't that accurate, and you know, back then, it, don't go into it.
Don't pay for it. About that. Don't pay for it.
So
wait for HBO, Showtime, or Cinemax. Or rent it.
You know, go to Redbox and do that one thing.
Yeah, it was, but it is entertaining, but not worth you paying for it.
But it's a big movie, so if you don't see it on a bigger screen, it's really not going to have too much impact. So if you see it on your iPad or your computer, it's really not going to give you the impact in that way. So you need to see it on a larger screen. So luckily, we have that, the TV with the surround sound, and it was really good. It was big. It was a loud movie, too.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of movies.
But it was good, though. It was very entertaining. So, you know, there's certain movies that are entertaining that's not as entertaining. I think that's an oxymoron. So they supposed to be entertaining, but it's not as entertaining. So because we wanted to see Transformers, but I'm not paying money to see that shit.
No,
because this one looks so cheesy. It looks like they're just milking you now. So it's just milking you. So I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, it really got bad reviews too.
Well, it just looked ridiculous.
Even with the users, they didn't like it either.
Yeah, because it's changing its storyline each time.
How many times can you do Transformers?
You can, but you have to make it smarter than what that is.
Yeah, I'd rather see Fast Cars than to see Transformers.
That's why we need to see Baby Driver.
Oh, they gave it great reviews.
So Baby Driver is a smart, fast-driving, great actors on there. You know, Hamm is on there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
John Hamm from Mad Men. What's his name? Kaiser Soche. I forgot his name. He's on there.
What's that?
The one that's on... what is his damn name? The one that's on the HBO special. Not the HBO special, the Netflix series. House of Cards. He's the main actors on there. Kevin Spacey.
Oh, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I knew it would come to me. I just had to keep saying the things.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey. I wonder who else.
And then, what's his name? You know, the one who played Ray Charles.
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, and Jamie Foxx on there. Yeah. And then you got some miscellaneous, sad looking people.
Yeah, Jamie
Foxx
is on there. Yeah.
So you got
he came out of nowhere and started to do
something. Well, he's doing small things because I think they trying to make him do stupid roles.
And he don't like
it. And he don't want to do that. Yeah. He's kind of like, come on, man. I don't want to do
that.
Yeah,
he did enough stupid roles.
He was like, look, I'm a better actor than that. Come on, man. Give me a break. But anywho, so probably see, here's another stupid movie that we're probably going to see too, which is The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
Oh my goodness.
The critics hate that one too.
They hate Tom Cruise.
But I like Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is ridiculous to me. I just like him because he's just freaking ridiculous. And you know, anytime I get to see him, I know he's just going to be like, this dude is a fool. So
he's like, this dude is a fool.
I mean, he's not. I don't take him as a serious actor. He's just a fool to me. So I enjoy seeing the crazy stuff that he's in. And he chooses lots of crazy stuff.
Yeah, it got bad reviews,
so I
want to
see that one. Yeah, it did.
I know, of course it did. Awful reviews.
But again, I don't mind being entertained. I just like to be entertained and not like, this is just too stupid. This really didn't make sense. This was like Transformers. Transformers, I don't want to see, but if I have the opportunity, then that's what I'll do. I'll just see it from there. But other than that, I am not doing it.
Yeah, so we get to watch the other not so good movies.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. You know, it don't have
we don't have to see the best ones of them all, which is Baby Driver.
No, we got to see that though.
I know, and I was got good reviews on that one.
Yep.
So
anyway, thanks for stopping by at Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Follow us on Facebook.
And Twitter. And Instagram.
Fine Black Woman. And Bougie Black Bro. And BougieBlackBrother.com. Go to iTunes and find us there and go to Google Play and Spreaker and a couple of other ones, Podbean. Subscribe.
So and like us. We need for you to like us.
Yeah, do a couple more likes.
Like us on iTunes, if possible.
That kind of helps. That kind of helps us
to know that you're even listening.
And even a couple of comments. We've been getting a couple of comments here and there, but don't send me personally. Put it on there so we can check it out.
Definitely. Thank you.
We can check it out. But, all good. Thank you so much. And we'll see you soon on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
Bye. Later.